The Tangled Web of Sinning, June 13. But Gehazi, the servant of Elisha the man of God, said, I will run after him, and take somewhat of him. It is seldom that one sin will stand alone or be restricted in the range of transgression to one precept or one prohibition of the moral law. There is ever a complication of disobedience, which leads the perverted conscience to a greater length of entanglement by entering to greater temptations and sinning more and more. The heart not given entirely to the control of Jesus Christ has a door open for Satan to enter, and the arch-deceiver weaves about the soul ingenious apologies in performing its hidden purposes of evil. All these excuses and pretensions are seen of God, and are as spiderwebs in the eyes of him who never slumbers or sleeps. Oh, how readily will the human soul find poor and wretched excuses to deceive and cover up its own course of evil, which it pursues. There is an exact judge who weigheth actions. He cannot be deceived, neither can he be mocked. He will one day strike off the covering, unveil the conscience, and sweep away these excuses as smoke. The Lord God hath a witness to every transaction. Elisha's reproof to Gehazi when he denied having left to follow Naaman was, Whence comest thou, Gehazi? The answer is thy servant went no whither. Then the stern reproof came that showed he knew all. Went not mine heart with thee, when the man turned again from his chariot to meet thee? Is it a time to receive money, and to receive garments, and olive yards, and vineyards, and sheep, and oxen, and menservants, and maidservants? The leprosy therefore of Naaman shall cleave unto thee, and unto thy seed for ever. The Lord had revealed the whole matter. The interview with Naaman, the minutest incidents of the scene, were accurately presented before him. Oh, the workings of the powers of darkness are so deceiving. Elisha revealed to Gehazi the very thoughts of his heart, and that he would enrich himself with the earthly treasure from Naaman. There was a man who should have been a standard-bearer in the army of the Lord, but, through Satan's temptations his course of action was a stumbling block to Naaman, upon whose mind a wonderful light had broken and he was favorably disposed toward truth, to serve the living God. Gehazi went from his presence a leper. The Lord calls upon you to seek his counsel, to be true to your own soul and to God, and to seek most earnestly to recover yourself and your children from Satan's snares.